The Ring of Fire is a huge area of seismic activity. In fact, around 90% of all the world's earthquakes happen inside that region. That includes the powerful quake that hit Indonesia on Wednesday, had a magnitude of 8.6. It was followed by an aftershock that was an 8.2. No immediate reports of any major damage, but that wasn't the only activity in the Ring of Fire. Early the next morning, a pair of earthquakes hit off the coast of Mexico. They weren't as powerful as the ones in Indonesia. They register with magnitudes of 6.9 and 6.2. We're jumping from the Pacific Ocean over to the Gulf of Mexico now, where representatives from the Royal Dutch Shell Oil Company say a sheen of oil has been spotted out in the water. The company says the sheen covers about 10 square miles. That estimate would mean it's equivalent to around 6 barrels of oil. Shell said it activated an oil response ship to come out and deal with the sheen. The Coast Guard is trying to figure out who's responsible.
See if you can ID me. I was founded in 1846. I'm where you'd find George Washington's uniform, the Star-Spangled Banner, and Kermit the Frog. With 19 museums, I'm the world's largest museum and research complex. I'm the Smithsonian, and many of my museums are located on the National Mall.
Smithsonian's National Museum of American History has a new exhibit called American Stories. The museum's curator says it uses well-known and less familiar stories to tell the tale of America, from the Pilgrims to the present day. Visitors can see some iconic cultural items, like Dorothy's ruby slippers from The Wizard of Oz. Kermit the Frog is part of this exhibit as well, and you're about to see the boxing gloves worn by Muhammad Ali. Technology also plays a big role in our society and a big role in the American Stories exhibit. The curator says her hope is that visitors realize they are part of America's history too. You've read about a lot of that stuff in your history textbooks. In fact, much of what we learn throughout life comes from books. So in the spirit of National Library Week, we're asking what your favorite book is and why. Do you even read for fun in your free time? If so, put that book down for just a second. Talk to us on our blog at cnnstudentnews.com.